Well, we know who the Socceroos will be playing in their World Cup second round qualifiers because the draw has been finalised. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Yes, good morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. That's a good draw for the Aussies.
It certainly is. Yeah, Jordan, Kuwait, Taiwan, and Nepal. We know a fair bit about Jordan and Kuwait. In fact, Jordan will be our major threat, you would think, for top of the group, Group B, because they beat us at this round of qualifying last time under Ange Postecoglou, and they also beat us in that first group game at the Asian Cup under Graham Arnold. So our record's not great against them. They're ranked 98th in the world. We're ranked 43rd. So, you know, on numbers alone, we should go in as favourites, but recent form has not been great against them. Kuwait was Graham Arnold's first game in charge. We beat them 4-0 away in Kuwait, so the group knows a fair bit about those two. But Taiwan and Nepal are unknown quantities, so no doubt the staff will be doing their due diligence and all their research leading into this group of games.
Yep, and obviously it's hard to believe it, but the World Cup campaign just starts. You want to be at your best if you possibly can, and we're going to have to be to make sure we qualify.
We are. You can't take anything for granted, TK, as we've seen with these Asian nations. That they're spending a lot of money developing their national teams and the players coming through. But I think Graham Arnold's been smart using the time that he's had aside from the Asian Cup, well, including the Asian Cup because of injuries, I suppose. But he's really built the depth in the squad. He's worked with 80 players between the Socceroos and the Olleroos during his time in charge. And, you know, there's some players who have emerged. So I think he's got the depth. Our first game's Kuwait away on September 10, and those qualifiers run between September and June next year. So, and they double as the Asian Cup qualifiers for China 2023. So, it's a crucial qualifying group.
Yeah, you talk about the depth, Mossy, and you talk about how it's crucial we get, you know, players into this Socceroos squad and have them experienced and ready to go. But have we got the good strikers we've always been looking for?
No.
How did I know this question was going to come up? I just said that Graham Arnold's first game in charge, they won 4-0. But, look, it is the question that's always on everyone's lips. Where are we finding that Timmy Cahill, the next Timmy Cahill from, or the next Mark Viduka, although Viduka didn't score a lot of goals for the national team compared to what he did at club level. But, look, it's the biggest question. But if you look at, like, Adam Taggart at the moment, he's on fire in the K-League in Korea. He's leading goal scorer over there. He's having a wow of a season. You'd love to see someone like him come through. There was young Nick D'Agostino who really put his hand up and scored some goals for the Olleroos as well. That established striker who you just know you can rely on, that is the biggest question for Graham Arnold to answer. But his style of play, as I've said many times, is to get a lot of players in the box. So he doesn't rely, his style of play doesn't rely on one player to score the goals, but we still need someone to stand up and bang them in.
Yeah, TK listing in Perth at Optus Stadium last night. Great atmosphere at the stadium is fantastic. Also, the ease of getting in and out. Go Manchester United, Doug from Nowra. So he's made the trip over there. And Manchester United, what, 4-0 winners last night against Leeds?
That's right, TK. For all Manchester United fans listening, take down this name, Mason Greenwood. He's 17-year-old. He really lit it up last night. And he allowed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to leave Optus Stadium with a massive smile on his face. The kid scored. He got his first taste of EPL last season at the back end, but he could well start this first Premier League fixture against Chelsea on August 12th, especially with Lukaku. There's a lot of rumours swirling around. He didn't take any part in the two games. A lot of rumours that he'll be off to Inter Milan, who are going to meet the £83 million asking price for him. So Greenwood could come in. The other one who really caught the eye was Marcus Rashford. Scored a great goal last night, and he really looks set to have a bumpy year for Manchester United.
Did Pogba play, mate? If he did, how'd he go?
Yeah, he played, yeah.
Yeah, he started the game, and there's still rumours swirling that he's on his way out. But you can see with Solskjaer, he's saying all the right things publicly about wanting to keep him, and we can set some new challenges for him. But, I guess between now and August 12, we'll find the answer. But, certainly he needs to buy into what Solskjaer is doing. And it looks as though he is, because his form in the two games has been outstanding. He's run the show for Manchester United, so it'd be a big blow if they lost him.
Yeah, that Mason Greenwood, he's an overnight success. He's been in that Manchester United academy 12? Since the age of six.
Oh, six, yeah.
Six. He joined the Manchester United academy. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. You have a great day.